In Los Angeles, I'm Kai Rizdahl. September the 22nd, today, Friday. Glad you could be here, everybody. This being 2017, it would not be a Friday without news. Today's installment comes in the healthcare debate. John McCain's no vote on what is called in the vernacular the Graham-Cassidy bill, the GOP's last best effort for now, I guess, to rejigger a sixth of the American economy. Oh, yeah, the Fed met this week, too. Here for the analysis are Neela Richardson. She's at Redfin. Cardiff Garcia is at FT Alphaville. They are both in our studios in New York City. Hey, everybody.
Hi, Kai.
Hey, Cardiff, let me start with you and ask you this question. The politics of this thing aside, right, is it better now for the economy that health care seems to be behind the Congress of the United States and they can move on to other things?
I do think so, both for reasons of process and substance, frankly. So in terms of the process, if in fact Congress does start working in a more regular, bipartisan manner, the way John McCain advised them to, then that's just a sounder way of making law and also would probably lead to a better bill. In terms of the bill itself, it would have led to less overall spending, and the cuts largely would have fallen on people who don't make as much money, and that tends to be a negative for the economy. So yeah, I think this is largely a positive and welcome development.
Neela, what do you think?
I both disagree and agree with Cardiff. if we got a Congress that followed process, I would wholeheartedly agree with Cardiff.
Yeah.
But I'm a little bit less confident that that's what's going to happen next. The fact that this is another big piece of the economy that Congress is choosing not to deal with. We can add that to entitlements. We can add that to Fannie and Freddie reform and a host of other issues that Congress eventually needs to deal with. And the pile is getting bigger and bigger, and that's not good for the economy. Well,
I like the half where she agreed with me better.
Yeah, right. Yeah, exactly. But well, so to the point that there is a lot for Congress to do, do you agree, Cardiff, that tax reform ought to be what is next? I mean, you talk to Paul Ryan, and Paul Ryan, the Speaker of the House, says this is the most important thing we are going to do this session, full stop. Do you agree with that?
You know, if Congress was working on a tax reform plan that made the tax code more sensible, then I'd say yes.
But
it looks like right now, well, there's the but. You knew it was coming.
Yeah.
It looks like right now this tax quote-unquote reform plan is largely adding up to one big tax cut plan. And so I think that the lobbying that's going to follow the announcement of the plan once it actually is out, and I think that, you know, the end result is still really murky, but it would be a lot more sensible if they were actually just trying to fix the tax code, both for companies and individuals, rather than focusing so myopically just on cutting tax rates.
Neela, the conversation around the tax reform package, once it finally lands, we are told next week, will be at least in part about whether the thing is revenue neutral or deficit neutral, obviously not adding to revenue or not adding to the deficit. How important is that in the overall scheme of things versus adjusting rates and making sense of the corporate tax code in this country?
It's vital. There's a lot of agreement that the tax code needs to be reformed. That's the easy part. The hard part is how to pay for it and what the cost will be. Will it be higher deficits, which means that borrowing costs for consumers will rise? Will it be less revenue, meaning less money to go into programs that a lot of people who don't make a lot of money still need? How do we pay for it? And that's the crucial question. And we have to get everyone on the same page, at least within the Republican Party, and have some bipartisan support to make that kind of reform push through so that everyone benefits and the economy does as well.
And that has been the herding cats part of this whole mess. Okay, so Cardiff, we're gonna move to Chair Yellen now. Fed meeting, she had a press conference, said a couple of things. I want to ask you mostly, though, about the unwinding of its balance sheet, $4.5 trillion of securities piled up since the during and since the financial crisis. Lots of, oh my gosh, we've never done this before. This might go terribly. Are you worried about them getting rid of this big balance sheet?
Not right now, in part because it's going to start as a very, very slow process. And also because the Fed has made it clear that it has another tool that it can use in order to offset whatever damaging consequences might arise from shrinking the balance sheet, which is to try to guide the public's expectations for how quickly it will raise rates. And you'll notice that in this very week's meeting, it lowered that path.
Yep.
In other words, They announced that the balance sheet would start to shrink, but they also said we're also not going to hike quite as quickly as we had said in the past we would hike. And so I think they're keeping an eye on it. I'm a little bit more worried on whether or not that plan would change in the future under a different set of people running the Fed than I am about it being run by Janet Yellen.
He says
and this
obliquely.
Is where
yeah,
I can,
Neela, go ahead.
Can agree and disagree with Cardiff.
Yeah.
It's
oh,
like
no.
Janet Yellen saying we're on a plane. We haven't landed it. Ever.
Yeah.
I've lost my co-pilot in the form of Vice Chair Stan Fisher.
Yeah.
I may not be able to be on this plane for the entire duration of the landing
wow.
effort, but
wow.
things look good on the ground from here, we think. And so there's a lot of question marks in landing this big old aircraft, and we still don't know the answers
yeah.
to them.
I would just add quickly
yeah,
that you know, Neela's trying to harsh my Friday, Mel. I would just
no
say
joke.
That we've done many, many unprecedented things in the roughly almost decade since the crisis started.
Yeah.
And so the fact that it's unprecedented or never been done isn't by itself necessarily a reason to panic.
And
but changing the co-pilot and pilot in the middle of it could make
Neela,
it a little bit harder.
I am never flying with you. Neela Richardson at Redfin, Cardiff Garcia at FT Alphaville. Have a good weekend, you guys.
Thanks. Have a great weekend.
Thanks,
too.
Scott.